Jesus teaches, glory to God, this message is intended to build us up in our most holy faith. Simple message, but straight and straightforward, but there's a mystery surrounding salvation and knowing the one true God who is so glorious beyond description. We can never even put him into words or for all eternity. I mean, that's the opportunity we have in knowing him. It's the riches of the glory of the mystery. That's what Paul called it. You could even say the depth of the riches of the glory of the mystery. So practical matter, someone who belongs to Jesus, if Jesus is their Lord and Savior, their spirit person is alive, and it's depending on where they are in their walk with him, they're either just born again and they haven't been filled with the Spirit, or they're spirit filled and they've gotten to that point where they're actually, their spirit person is really filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Or they may have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is an even another level. Okay, that's the second level of walking with the Holy Spirit. Now, let me just take a time out. Again, remember, there's a mystery around this. Jesus said to you, it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. It's a great mystery that we can have a relationship with him, even for 1 second. Even just seeing him and not having a relationship would be the greatest thing. And yet he offers, again, our relationship with him depends on us, on what we do with it. There's another mystery. He's made us in his image. We have a free will. He's not going to make anyone do anything. It's up to us. That's a great mystery. So as we go deeper, okay, our spirit person's reborn, right? And it's alive okay. God's presence is everywhere on the earth. Everywhere we go, he's there. If we don't feel his presence, it's because our old nature's in the way. It's this old nature that's blocking us from experiencing his presence. Because his presence is just, it's everywhere on the earth. Everywhere. Amen. And that's how, you know, he's made it. Again, these are ways he's justified himself. He's made it easy. Now, we have to persist, yes. I mean, we could say it's easy, but yet it's also, we've got to persist, and we have to press on into God, and we have to find him, because he hides. He's hiding to test us, to see what's in our heart, to cause us to seek him, so that our old nature dies in that process of seeking him. And when our old nature dies, at that point, we're going to start to experience his glorious presence. And then he will cause us to walk with him. That is scripture. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall do them. That's Ezekiel 36. And Jesus talked about that. He said, you shall be holy, you shall be righteous, you shall be perfect. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is doing that through us, not us. The Holy Spirit's doing that. Jesus is doing that in and through us. Amen. If we continue on with him, but it depends on us. Sadly, most believers only get born again and they don't go deeper. That's, you know, and I don't want to sound harsh. We've all missed it. I'm pointing the finger at myself. I've missed it. But we can start over today. Amen. His mercies are new every morning. And just like Paul said, forgetting what's behind, I press on towards what's ahead. Amen. And so when we start to experience His presence, oh, this glorious presence, so beautiful. He's the most beautiful, wonderful person in the world. And that's the opportunity we have. Amen.